You should know that the life of this world is only playing amusement, a show and boasting among yourselves, a quest for greater riches and more children. Its similitude is that of vegetation that flourishes after rain, the growth of which delights the tillers, then it withers, and you see it turn yellow. Soon it becomes dry and crumbles away. In the hereafter, there will be either severe punishment or forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. The life of this world is nothing but an illusion. Therefore, rush towards the forgiveness of your Rabb and for the paradise which is as vast as the heaven and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and His Rasuls. Such is the grace of Allah, which He bestows on whom He pleases, and Allah is the owner of mighty grace. No affliction can befall on earth or in your souls except that is recorded in a book. Before we bring it into existence, surely that is easy for Allah. This is done so that you may not grieve for the things that you miss or overjoyed at what you gain. For Allah does not love any vainglorious boaster, nor does who, being stingy themselves, enjoin others to be stingy also. He that gives no heed should know that Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praises. Surely, we have sent our Rasuls with clear signs and set down them the book and the scales of justice, so that people may conduct themselves with fairness. We also send down iron with its mighty strength and many benefits for mankind, so that Allah may know those who will help him, though unseen, and help his Rasuls. Surely Allah is all-powerful, almighty.